John.
Sam, John called softly. The air smelled of paper and dust and years. Before him, tall wooden shelves rose up into dimness, crammed with leather-bound books and bins of ancient scrolls. A faint yellow glow filtered through the stacks from some hidden lamp. John blew out the taper he carried, preferring not to risk an open flame amid so much old dry paper. Instead, he followed the light, wending his way down the narrow aisles beneath barrel-vaulted ceilings. All in black, he was a shadow among shadows, dark of hair, long of face, grey of eye. Black moleskin gloves covered his hands, the right because it was burned, the left because a man felt half a fool wearing only one glove. Samuel Tarley sat hunched over a table in a niche carved into the stone of the wall. The glow came from the lamp hung above his head. He looked up at the sound of John's steps. "Have you been here all night?"
"Have I?"
Sam looked startled. "You didn't break your fast with us, and your bed hadn't been slept in." Rest suggested that maybe Sam had deserted, but John never believed it. Desertion required its own sort of courage, and Sam had little enough of that.
"Is it morning? Down here there's no way to know,"